Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. Let me encourage you from the book of John chapter 15. We had been meditating upon this chapter for the whole month of February. Abide in me, abiding in Christ. And these are Jesus' words. He says, I have told you these things so that my joy and delight may be in you and that your joy may be made full and complete and overflowing. Isn't that amazing? You see, the biggest attack of Satan is to steal your joy. Because remember, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we know that we are righteous by the blood of the Lamb, and we rejoice in that, and we thank God for that. Our acts are righteous, we thank God for that. We enjoy the peace of God, peace with God and peace of God in our lives, and we thank God for that. And then he talks about the joy of the Holy Ghost. That's where the enemy wants to attack you constantly against your righteousness. He wants to bring condemnation in your mind. He wants to bring back the guilt of your sin into you so that you will not be able to rejoice in the presence of God. Secondly, he troubles your mind with worry, with anxiety, so that your peace is stolen. And thirdly, he's interested that, you know, you will be unproductive and take away the joy of living for Jehovah. And that's the strategy of Satan, my dear brothers and sisters. That's where we need to guard our hearts and our minds, and we need to abide in Jesus Christ. When we do that constantly and consistently, that is praying without ceasing, dwelling in the Word of God and dwelling in Jesus Christ, in the Spirit of God, we will see the glory of God manifest upon our lives. We will see the power of God flow through us. We will remain in Him, and when we remain in Him, fruit will be produced, and that bearing of the fruit will actually bring abundance of joy. The early church was rejoicing in spite of the persecutions and the threatenings and the limitations and the obstacles that they faced, because every day they were bringing forth fruit. What was the fruit? The fruit of souls. Souls were being brought into the house of God. Secondly, they sat at the apostles' feet every day and they learned of the teachings of Christ. And then they also broke bread from house to house. That means they shared in the communion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was great joy in their midst. And the Lord added to them everyday souls. So my dear brothers and sisters, the question is, what am I going to do today to reach out to that unreached soul today? What are you going to do to ensure that you'll enjoy the righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Ghost in your heart, in your life today? How can you be a person of influence in another person's life who is languishing for salvation or the touch of God? I would encourage you, take some time out, reach out, and I promise you, when you win that soul for Christ, your friend, your family, there'll be great joy. And that joy, no demon of hell and no power of man can ever steal. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, that today we together as a church are fasting for 3 days, and today is the second day. We are so grateful to you. Yes, Lord, we want to abide in you constantly. Even today, we want to be plugged into the vine. And Father, I'm sure that, Lord, we will be, oh Father, fruitful. Even today, we will bear much fruit. Even today, our life and our lifestyle will, oh Lord, emit the glory of the living Jesus. And I pray that, Lord, our lives will never be the same. We will be influential, we'll be impactful, we will emit and transmit the glory of Jesus, we will emit and transmit the healing of Jesus wherever we are, and souls will be saved, healed, delivered, and added into your kingdom. That's the call of your Spirit of God. That's what you are interested in. That's the bottom line in heaven. And Father, I ask of you that, Lord, you'll give us souls to each and every member of the church, oh God. And I pray that you will bless them. Today, Lord, as your people step out to the jobs and to the businesses and in running the errands for the day, I ask for your grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their border, take away every pain from their midst. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. Lord, I rebuke the demon of infirmity. Get out and enter into those bodies again no more. I speak healing into their mind. I speak healing into their bodies. And Father, I thank you because you are a God who never changes. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you are true to your covenant and true to your word. We bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And again, catch up for prayer tonight. And we'll enjoy the presence of God. Bye for now.